Now a story about an end of an era in Boston.
You need thread to sew a button on. You need a zipper. Your jacket zipper breaks. You need a zipper for your pants if that breaks.
Zippers and fabrics, things that Howard Held knows a little something about. Howard and his wife Marilyn are about to close their store, Windmill Fabrics, in downtown Boston, the last full-service fabric store in what used to be Boston's bustling garment district.
We're a necessity for all the little things that you need. It's like a hardware store. You might need a screw every once in a while, but you're not a carpenter. So we're the same type of thing. We felt we provided a very, very good service to the people who live within the downtown Boston area.
Howard worked with his father selling fabric in downtown Boston long before he and Marilyn opened their doors to Windmill Fabrics on Chauncey Street back in 1969. For them, it was more than just a job. It was a labor of love.
We love fabric. We would get the most beautiful, interesting fabrics that other stores didn't have. And so I can remember almost every piece of fabric because we would literally select every piece of fabric.
But walking into Windmill today, you'd be hard-pressed to find much variety. There are bolts of fabric and some racks of spools of thread. However, most of this once-packed store is now empty. Their exclusive and expensive fabrics sold, they say, almost immediately after the going-out-of-business signs went up. It's left their regular customers somewhat surprised. That would include South End tailor and clothing designer Woody Vinette, who saw the closing sign in the window and walked in while we were there.
I'm out of words.
Have you been coming here a lot?
Sure, last since you guys opened. Since it's been a long time.
You look shocked.
Yeah, because I came here to buy some fabric, you know. Basically, I'm like, oh, man, this is going out of business. Now I got to go shop somewhere else, and they want to do that. And I think this was convenient for me, and I'm going to miss you guys, you know.
It's probably the hardest thing about closing, says Howard Held, saying goodbye.
A lot of our customers over the years, they're like our friends. We know about their families. We know about their kids. And so we feel like we're leaving a group of people that, you know, mean a lot to us.
Do you ever sell a piece of fabric and then have someone come back through the door with a made piece of clothing?
Oh, yes, all the time.
I will never forget when you were 40 and I had the belly dancer. He was like, he was turning 40 and he was a little melancholy about it. So I said, I think I'll send him a belly dancer. So I called up this company, Middle East in Cambridge, to have someone sent over. And she said, who's it for? And I said, oh, it's for my husband, Howard. He's at Windmill Fabrics. Oh, I know Howard. They would come and buy all their fabric for their costumes. Right. So it was really funny. But it's that way all the time.
Belly dancers, designers, college kids, theater companies all made Windmill Fabrics a frequent stop, according to the Helds, and immigrants in Boston, too.
Many of the immigrants that have come in here, this was the first store that they came to when they were looking for fabrics, whatever country they came from, you know, China, from India, any of those countries, because a lot of times they sewed back home, where sewing is very popular in other countries throughout the world. So where they lived in downtown Boston, we were the first store, and they've been coming to us ever since.
But after 47 years of keeping the store open 7 days a week and of skipping vacation after vacation, they're packing up the scissors. Howard is 72, Marilyn is 70, and says it's time.
There's just so much that we don't get to do because we're always here. Not to go outside and start to plant a garden and know that you had to go inside, take a shower, and get ready to go to work. Just not keep your eyes on the watch. We have no great plans at all.
You didn't live the daily lives of the Helds, but instinctively you know how it is with fabric. Very little else we all do daily is so visual and so tactile. Do you smile when the sleeves of a crisp cotton button-down slide up your arms in the morning? And how about the sensual feeling of slipping on your silk shirt or silk blouse? Marilyn and Howard Held know all that and say while they're leaving the store, they're not leaving the life, as fabric is stitched into their blood.
No matter where we go when we travel, one of the first places we enter is a fabric store. We will find the fabric to touch.
And everything that we look at, even clothing, we still love to look at clothing and the way it's constructed. It's something that's ingrained in us at this point in time, and we still admire. We walk by a Newbury Street. We walk, even I know after we retire, we'll walk by a clothing store and we'll look at the clothes and we'll look at them as, oh my God, look how beautiful that fabric is and look how well it's made. And so I think it's something that's, you know, will be part of us until the very end.
Windmill Fabrics on Chauncey Street in downtown Boston closes on June 14th. For photos of the store and Howard and Marilyn Held, go to our website, WBUR.org.
Thank you so much.
Restaurant, no problem at all. Good luck with the party.
Thank you.
Our story was produced by WBUR's Bob Schaefer.